From the Haunted Attraction Network, this is Haunting the Globe, a show about haunted houses. In this episode, we're joined by two brothers, Scott and Rip Nelson, who are making the leap from home to professional haunting this year with the Scare Chair in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Scott and Rick discuss their progress, their concept, their feelings, and put an open call for you, the listeners, to give them feedback. And I really hope you do reach out and give them feedback, because we all need support. This is the tale of two brothers and their love for Halloween.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
This is Haunting the Globe. Short but intense interviews from haunted attractions around the world.
My name is Scott Nelson. I am a full-time illustrator and a cartoonist, and I'm here at my studio today. And I'm also known as Hebe, and I introduced my brother.
And I am Rick Nelson, brother of Scott Nelson, and I am GB in our business. I am a molecular biologist by trade, but an equal Halloween passionate hunter, as my brother is. So thank you for having us, Philip, on the show.
What is Scare Chair, and what's your concept behind it?
Rick or GB, I'll take this one, and I just feel like you can jump in any time if I'm missing something. Kind of a cool situation. As a home hunter for 9 or 10 years, we were approached by a local ski area. It's a full mountain. It's more of a hill, but a lot of recreational skiers and ski teams use it for training. They were looking to take advantage of the property during the off season, and they said, got a hold of us and said, "You guys do Halloween? We'd like to have you here." So we're actually going to send people up the hill/mountain. In the chair itself, there's the ski lift, and we'll send them through a spooky path and then back down. We initially were going to have them also ride the chair lift down, which we kind of found out a little bit more about that is we can still send people down the chair lift, but the way a ski lift is actually designed, they can only fill every fourth chair, so we're concerned about the crowds backing up, so we're actually going to probably have people walk down the hill if they choose not to wait in order to take the ride back down.
And our idea is to utilize the ground level for a lot of fun entertainment value. And then as Scott is mentioning, utilize the ski lift up with some fun things that the lifter can look down at, some stage scenes, and maybe some live actors down on ground level entertaining, looking up to the lifters. And then again, as he mentioned, once we get to the top, we will group the people up in certain guided tours and bring them through the trail. Some of them will be simple, fun hunts, and others will be full-blown scenes that we will build for entertainment value. And then as they come back down the hill, we will continue to entertain them. So we like to think that they will go full circle from parking lot up the hill and right back down, and at every point of the way enjoy themselves.
So that's a lot of space you're dealing with there.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of space. Really, really be fun to use it all.
We hope that we've built into our idea various points that we can enjoy or have some sort of crowd control, entertain them in various ways in which they're not tripping over each other or waiting in lines that make them frustrated and so forth. Scott and I have been to enough previous haunted hay rides or haunted houses or something, in which, of course, you're jazzed to be there, you're really excited, but you're also frustrated when the lines just are the, part of the problem from not making us a full enjoyment. And we really feel that now that we've checked out the lay of the land, that we're going to be able to utilize this space in a way that will keep the people entertained and not tripping over each other or being frustrated by lines.
An interesting side note, Philip, is the course will have a queue line at the bottom waiting to get on the scare chair itself, but we are going to be able to have control of starting and stopping the lift, just like if you go during the winter you're skiing, they can stop it to have a person who's struggling on or off the lift. we will be able to, once people get to the top of the hill, control the amount of people who actually enter the spooky trail. You know, we'll work on the timing as we move forward and figure that out. But it'll be nice. So hopefully when people get to the top of the hill, there won't be huge lines to wait again. We'll be able to actually start the process once they're on the chairlift, their night begins.
Yeah. I love the concept of working with an established attraction here and integrating the chair as a main differentiator and incorporating that into your story and into your theming and into your logo.
Well, I always thought it was important to brand yourself. And, you know, a lot of times you see a cool commercial on television or something, and you kind of start talking about it to your friends or family, and then as an afterthought, people say, what were they actually advertising? And you go, you know what, I forgot.
Yeah.
So working in the industry as an illustrator and a cartoonist, I always try to say to myself, when a person sees what they're looking at, hopefully it's going to be a cool visual, they'll actually not only like the name, but the name itself also tells what it is. It kind of tells the story. And, sometimes you want to keep a logo really simple, but in this case I thought, you know what, we'll actually go full out and actually show the scare chair actually in action.
The other thing that I envision with the scare chair is, you know, whether we're drawing boyfriend, girlfriends, or buddies, or girls, girlfriends, or husband, wives, or father and son, or whatever, when the two of them going up the scare chair together, they're going to have that fun experience of looking around, talking, pointing, being excited. And then when there is an odd number, whether it be three people or five people, we're prepared to have one of our actors climb on the chair with that odd person. And that's only going to make, I would like to think, the experience even more fun and maybe even draw some jealousy to the people who are paired up with their brother and not with one of the actors who's making the whole experience even more fun.
But this will be your first run in any sort of commercial haunted attraction experience.
Absolutely.
Yep.
From Phil, your comment about learning from our home haunt, it's from that knowledge that we realize we've seen it right in front of our eyes when you have the different age of people, the age of the children, let's say, in which we've, as a rule, we will fluctuate our performances in the past from what we sometimes joke as a G-rated and then the PG-13 rated, and make it age appropriate. Well, the scene, the area we have here at the scare chair has an area where it's got some huge tents with picnic tables, they're heated and everything else, and we plan on making one of these tents a children friendly, and which there'll be face painting and pumpkin carving and make it more so that when a family shows up, those who are ready to be scared can go up the scare chair, and those who either chicken out or aren't ready for it will still have a place to be entertained and have fun.
Yeah, and in addition to that also, which is a neat thing, it's a ski area, so they have tubing. Well, you need snow to tube. But actually what they've done is they have an attraction there where they have summertime tubing, and what I initially thought would have just been some wet mats has turned into, and I've actually gone to see it in action. It's almost like metal. So it's basically like a roller coaster, you know, where there's mats on them, but people ride down the tubes and they just wet the mats, but it's very controlled. So we'll be able to also market that to the tween market. We can also theme it as a, Halloween thing, be it like, a zombie infection or something like that. So we'll have people dressed in hazmats who are going to be man in the hoses anyways. Well, we'll have them and actually as part of the prop. So we'll try to hit all the different age groups, but really focus our main effort on the spooky trail at the top of the hill.
Yeah, let's keep talking a little bit more about what your plans are.
Always appreciating that the people mulling around or waiting for their friends or maybe unfortunately stuck in a wait line, we do plan on entertaining those people as most haunts we've been to have tried to do. And some of the ideas we have in mind is a bloody dunk tank in which we'll have someone in a dry suit.
A bloodbath.
In which people will get to throw and just, dunk. And you don't have to be the one throwing to be entertained by someone being dunked in a tank, as well as we're thinking about having a zombie paintball in which we'll have stationary guns and they won't be running around. They'll be set guns in which we'll have live actors protected, but who doesn't want to shoot anybody with a paintball, never mind a zombie. And then we also have a few more ideas. And the lodge
is already set up for concessions, so that's, again, people can actually hang out. There'll be themed music going on. So it'll be kind of a great Halloween experience, even if people who don't take the chairlift itself. A lot of things going on, hopefully.
Yeah. And Hebe's got this idea that maybe we can have a corny comedian walking around telling stupid Halloween jokes. And in fact, he's trying to be pathetic.
Yes.
And that's one of Hebe's ideas. We'll see. We'll see about that one.
Come on, Hebe.
All right.
He just knows that I want to do it because I like to do stand up.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys? What have you started on right now? I know that in your vlog, which listeners can watch on your website, you guys have already done a little bit of looking at the path and figuring out how you're gonna arrange that. So what preparations have you made so far?
Well, as you said in the vlog that we started, doing some of the trail prep. Luckily in New England here, it started off as a mild winter. Usually they have snow on the ground in December, and we went into January without any snow. So as soon as October came and went for our regular home hunt season, where I was able to actually get right up there into the property and start making the trail, there was one path that already existed, and we just started making trails to it. So Rick and I were able to get up there and spend two good weekends, and although that trail will be fine-tuned as we go along through the spring and make it bigger and better, we were actually literally able to already kind of etch in what we wanted.
Yeah, the path we did, I'm very pleased with the way the path has already come out, and we do have a lot of work ahead of us with trying to make sure that we level it off and make it, walker-friendly, but at the same time build some areas where we will have our full-blown sets with performances.
Yeah.
And so in those cases, we've angled the trail on purpose so that it forms like a theater area that we can have these mini performances before the patrons move on.
But we've also done things like create our logo, create our website, or at least if you want, we'll probably fine-tune that as we move along. A lot of legal stuff that we've already started to broach. So even though it's only February, we've actually covered a lot of things, and I'm sure Rick would like to talk about this as well. We've actually already have a 2016 theme.
I'm pretty excited about it, too.
Yeah, what we're planning on doing, because in the past years, our home hunt, every year we changed up the theme. We never stayed with the same one over and over. So we found something we're pretty excited about in 2016 here at Scare Chair.
This episode is sponsored by Haunt Nation, a website for Halloween and horror addicts. With over 32,000 members, Haunt Nation covers everything from reviews to how-tos. Oh, and it's free. Go to www.hauntnationmag.com. That's www.hauntnationmag.com. And join the revolution that is Haunt Nation. This episode is sponsored by The Haunt Journal, a magazine for haunters and Halloween fanatics. The Haunt Journal is a monthly industry magazine to keep you in the spirit all year round. The Haunt Journal is available not only physically, but for the first time this month, as an interactive app for Amazon Kindle, Android, and Apple devices. Enjoy the perfect marriage of content by reading articles enhanced with audio and video. Experience The Haunt Journal for free. That's right, free. Today by visiting www.hauntjournal.com. That's www.hauntjournal.com.
Do you guys want to go ahead and talk about your theme?
Yeah, we're ready to unveil if you're ready to listen, for sure.
Well, let me, before Rick, I'm sure Rick's going to talk, and let me start off by saying, back in 1953, the Worcester area, and we're going to be located in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, and the Worcester area actually had a horrible tornado, an EF4, EF5 on the scale. Where it came right through this actual community. You know, the actual mountain itself wasn't hit, but we are going to. Rick, you can start off by saying.
Yeah, so just to continue on to it. So a Class 4 tornado, for anyone who knows central Massachusetts, is just unheard of. So so we're going to take something that truly did happen back in 1953 and pull that in to us. So we're going to have a hospital that was built on the top of this particular hill. Now, there really wasn't a hospital there, but that's the fun we're going to have with it. So our entire evening of the Scare Chair and the Haunted Woods Path and everything. It's going to be all based on the hospital that had been taken out by the tornado. So we're going to, one of our sets, for example, is going to be an impromptu surgical unit in which patients are being worked on by a surgeon. And, of course, every character that we set up will be frazzled and in a daze and confused and scared and so forth. So we're really going to have a lot of fun with doctors and nurses and patients wandering around. And so that's what our theme is, taking something that truly happened, 1953 tornado that did go through the town of Shrewsbury, and just have play off of that and have some fun with it.
Yeah, it's a play on words with a ski ward and a hospital ward.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And one thing that I mentioned to Scott just a little while ago is that the artwork he did for the website, which hopefully your listeners will go to, shows the two trees in which the branches are being blown. So there's two different work Scott's done, the scare chair lift, which is very cool, and he's got another one on the website in which these two trees and the way the tree branches are being blown. It would appear that maybe a tornado was hitting it at that time. Well, that was not our intent. We didn't even know this idea of a tornado theme until a short week and a half ago when Scott did the artwork. Hold on, I don't know, Scott, how long ago was it? A month and a half ago?
Yeah, exactly. So we're pretty excited, but we walk the line of being respectful to the fact that, you know, this is, you know, we're not going to tell any real stories of any real tragedies. Side note is back in 1953, my father was a resident in the Worcester area as a young man, and he was reported in the newspaper as a lost soul. They reported him as he walked into school the next day, and people said they thought he was gone, and here he is walking into school. So it's there's a personal connection to it because I'm also a weather geek. So you get the passion of Halloween and my interest in weather. It's kind of like a match made in, what do you call it, heaven, but you know what I mean?
There's a lot of work ahead of you.
Yeah.
And we're prepared, but yeah, there is. It'll be fun work.
How are you guys feeling right now about this?
Well, nervous, you know, concerned, worried. You wake up in the morning sometimes and you think, what am I doing? But I've always been self-employed, and thankfully, you know, my wife has been great to, you know, have always, you know, have my back when it comes to, you know, my own business, and then also, you know, something supporting me in my efforts for Halloween. So it's kind of almost as if this is a no-brainer, really, for me to go from the home haunt to a commercial, because it really kind of merges my two interests as far as, you know, creativity to and just take it to the next level. So, Rick, what do you think?
And, you know, I am excited about the commercial part of this. I'm absolutely just thrilled that we can take, my brother and I can take, and then may I repeat, my brother and I, so what was that, to take a passion that we have that's so great throughout our lives and bring it to the people. We do not think for one split second that we're going to do it bigger and better, and we just want to be, you know, just do a really good job. And if we can get people to come, show up, and an hour later, as they're leaving, you can clearly see on their faces that they had a really good time. If we get a few scares and screams out of them, that's obviously our goal. But I'm nervous, but incredibly excited to take something that I love so much, being Halloween, and really putting my energy. And I don't care that it's February and it's, you know, now there is snow on the ground here in New England, and we were battling minus 11 degrees last week. And I don't care that October is that many months away. We are really excited. Scott and I are every day talking about this, the website, and it's in conversations we've had. We've had a couple people over here is talking about it, and we've been blessed with an individual who came to us and said, you know, I overheard you talking about this thing you're doing. You know, I'm an event planner. And so she has joined on to assist us. This is what she does for work and her passion for Halloween. So she's taken her passion for Halloween and her business of being an event planner and has been already just crucial to us in the time she's been with us on our team. So we're not shy to talk about it because we're excited, but we obviously have the side benefits of people listening and joining us and helping us. Hey, even the best.
Yeah. We're open to suggestions. We're sponges at this point. We wanna learn from everybody. I've listened to a ton of podcasts, yours included. You know, listen to self-employment. I was able to kind of listen to listens to the computer all day long and is pretty much no stone unturned as far as I am for learning about, you know, actor training to, you know, the legal side of all this. And we're not naive to think that we know everything, but we hopefully will do it right and not really fall on the faces.
Can you guys talk me through the decision process? Set the scene, you know, where were you? What went through your minds?
It was about a year or two ago that Scott and I started. The ground was set for us to think about broadening out. We had gone to a couple places in a local area just to scout them out, thinking, what if we ever went commercial with this?
Yeah.
There was an apple orchard in our hometown here that had a lot of what we were looking for, but when it came to the parking, the main parking lot was down the street, so the logistics would have been hayride them in or, you know, bus them in, you know, the patrons in and so forth. And we just decided that was too much work. So we basically, as we were doing research, we were talking ourselves out of it by just seeing things that already worried us that are inexperienced minds. And then when Ski War, the ski hill came to us.
Well, jump in and say how that went too. By chance, my nephew works at this place, and he was talking to the manager there, and out of nowhere, the manager said to him, hey, do you know anybody who does Halloween? And just by chance, my nephew Ted knows, he goes, that his uncle does. So he put us in contact, and from that point on, we went back and forth. So thanks to my nephew Ted, this whole process kind of like two worlds collided. So it's perfect timing. Sorry to cut you off.
No, we were so good injection here. So we were primed for this. And when we went and had a business meeting with the manager and then the owner of the ski area, they were very enthusiastic. So take four enthusiastic people together, their business being at the ski area, and both, as Scott pointed out earlier, the on-off season. They've got the on-season down pat. The off-season, they're nurturing it with various events, including this. But to come to Scott and I at this point was just, they don't realize, but maybe they do realize how lucky they are now. And we realize how lucky we are, because a lot of the logistics of, parking attendants and ski lift operators and the things that they just naturally do with their business is already in place.
Police details are already there. Emergency details are already there.
They have, the main trail that we're shooting off of ours has access to, easily access to ATV, so we know that we have, if we need to bring any sort of a medical staff up there, we're even ready for that, because they've got ATVs on site to move things around, move people around, and so forth. So a lot of what we feared, worried about, and were concerned about the last 2 years when we thought about the idea of going commercial, it was laid out beautifully, and we're very excited about this. And so even though we're very nervous, we're also very excited and our eyes wide open
So basically, there wasn't any hesitation.
No.
Yeah. Rick says no, I say yes, but I'm the one that was pushing him forward. I'd say no, but I'm pushing him forward to help me out. So, and it's no hesitation with some intrepidation.
Yeah. Now, Phil, let me tell you something. My brother Scott is I'm a massive Halloween hunter, but my brother, it got to me in the middle of an experiment in the middle of the day in the lab, or at 11:30 at night trying to go to bed, and a text will come through my brother, I got an idea,
and vice versa, he does the same thing to me.
Yeah, so we're addicted, and we're both high energy people. Hopefully our voices and our enthusiasm is coming across with the talking to you today. We have so much energy to burn, so when it comes to building the path, building the sets, leveling up the path with dirt, stone, rocks, or sand, whatever, we're so ready for this.
Well, you have the right attitude.
You'll
need that. We'll need that in the coming months.
We're ready.
Every listener has experiences that they've had their own home hunt or lodger. You know, you're going to have those people who come through your hard You know, you worked so hard on your haunt, okay, and then you got these, you know, the kids, and so they usually be young teenage boys who come through, and they have their own agenda, and we want to make our thing so much fun that no, you know, one person or group is going to take away our passion and ruin the experience for us. We want everybody to have a great time, and we want to have a great time.
Quickly, I'm sorry to, you know, continue what your thought is, Rick, but theatrically, Philip, we had talked about our actors in the years, using them as a home hunter before, but we are going to need additional actors. So we're going to pull from the local high school drama clubs and two or three communities around us, as well as some, you know, professional actors, as you know, to be really fit. To mix up the ages of the actors in this attraction, so we're kind of excited by actually having local high school kids who are interested in the drama field being involved, as opposed to just some regular kids. Because in the past we used kids from my soccer team and friends and family, and there's nothing wrong with those, and they've been awesome. But we're hoping to take it up to the next level with literally people who want to act. Because we're not going to have the big animatronics and giant high production value, but we are going to have the theatrical that should be at another level.
I think we've all been there.
Another thing we have going for us that we're really excited about is I worked for over 10 years at a second run single screen movie house that is still very active, and it's a wonderful place to go for a date and enjoy movies and so forth. But we're going to be able to use that facility, this theater, for our auditions, our rehearsals, our meetings, and everything. So we're really hoping, as we hire people and get the team together, we can keep them enthusiastic and with a beautiful site, being the theater, to do all this. There's a stage and everything. So we've really, and hopefully we're right, we think we have a lot of things going for us that will help us to make this a successful event.
For anybody listening, if you have feedback for them, we want to hear from you. Email me. You can also comment in the Facebook or on the Twitter feed or, you know, wherever you see this episode. Put your thoughts out there, and I'll make sure it gets to Scott and Rick.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you. We really would appreciate that because, you know, we recognize that we don't know it all. And, especially because this is an interior place. We actually can be out in the woods, which creates its own problems from, you know, tree limbs to roots, rocks, the weather, you name it. So anybody out there who knows has done the wooded paths, you know, in the past I've always used my yard. We did go into the woods 1 or 2 years behind my home, but this is going to be something. You're actually taking a lot more people through the woods. So anything we can hear would be great.
And there is one thing, Philip, that I'm very curious about, and we have no ideas. We do have access to generators. So if any of your listeners have done haunts in the woods or outside in which they use generators, any experience they've had with the use of it, we need some lighting, obviously. So that would be, it would be completely wide open to any experiences, suggestions. And we know where we place it. Maybe we can throw the noise a certain way so it doesn't bother the walk, but at the same time it's close enough to its complete access and you. So that's one thing I'd love to hear from the listeners.
Good idea.
I really am hoping that listeners will give your feedback. Even if it's so many of us have been exactly where these guys are now.
Thank you so much.
We're humble enough to know that we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but we're also, and as Scott put it, we're a sponge. So anyone out there who wants to give us some advice, we're really, really appreciate it. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Philip. This the platform that you gave us today, willing to talk to us and share our passion for this, we really appreciate it. It's unbelievable. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you guys for coming on and sharing your feelings and your trepidations and everything about where you are right now. Can you give your website and how people can connect with you?
Sure. Visit us at the www.thescarechair.com, thescarechair.com, and on there we also have a Twitter page and a Facebook page, so we try to be social media savvy, and I will reply right away to anything, and heck, you can even contact me on Facebook through my own platform.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.